Tassie, I need your help deciding whether this person who's doing the rounds of the sunny coast is a cool person or the worst.
Is this an Ellie Cheney investigations case?
Sure, we can. I'll take on a new case.
First case of 2025. Exciting.
Yeah, all right. A friend of mine sent a photo to our group chat of something that her husband received on his car.
Okay.
It's a little printout, a little business card, if you will.
Oh.
I've just sent you a photo of it.
Oh, yeah.
On the business card, it says, "Learn to park."
Oh, my gosh, it does too.
"You accidentally parked like an a-hole. Get the help you need before becoming the person everyone hates." Now, I've cleaned up that language a little bit.
Yeah, there's a few swear words in there you have danced around. "Learn to park" is the big one. It looks like it's in some sort of proper paper. Like they've actually got them printed and
they have
cut
gone
out
to Officeworks and paid for these, I reckon.
Do you think they're going around looking for cars to hand these out on?
Well, this is the thing, right?
So, and hang on.
Yeah.
Did your friend send a picture of the park that does apparently deserve this?
No. Good point.
I want to see how bad it is.
She did send a description. She said, "Andy got it on the windscreen this morning with a park that was in the lines and only slightly askew." So she's vouching for it being a good park. And knowing her, if her husband had done a bad park, she would have said,
throw it under the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it must have been an okay park. And yet this person, so is this a like heroic thing to do? Or
give these cards out?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, what if it is a terrible park?
This is not the right way to do it, regardless of how bad the park is.
No.
This person's annoying. I would not like to be friends with someone who hands out "learn to park" business cards. Come on.
Well, look, I've been in a car with you and you're a very placid, normal person, but when you get behind the wheel of a car, you get road ragey.
How do I get?
You start,
what sort of stuff am I saying?
You will abuse anyone who does anything even slightly wrong. So I feel like you're abuse.
"Come on, mate. I got places to be. Oh, don't even bother about indicating. That's fine."
That's Taz in
one
the
of
car.
Them is, "Oh, welcome to my lane, buddy."
Yeah.
As they like force their way in between me and the car in front.
Yeah, very aggressive you get on the road. So I feel like you'd be the person.
I'm not aggressive.
You're not like.
Am I?
You're not like going all Alf Stewart and your flaming drongos, but harsher.
Yeah.
But you're pretty aggressive on the roads.
What about my parking though?
Well, this is the thing. I feel like you are the type of personality who would give out these learn to park business cards.
Offensive. Offensive. Do you think I can print this picture and leave this picture of the business card on people's cars?
Yeah, why
would
not?
Would that be good enough?
Well, if you have insight, Sunny Coast, into who the learn to park business card dropper is, we would love to investigate further. We'd love to get them on the show.
And have you left a note telling people to get better at parking?
Oh, I got one once. It said, handwritten, the morning I'd broken up with my ex-boyfriend, I was like, "I'm going to go for a drive to Noosa, clear my head." I go out to my car and there's a handwritten note saying, "Learn to park, you kook." Alicia, you've called in. You reckon you can shed a little bit of light on this situation, do you?
Yeah, I can.
Here we go. This is the investigation. The first one of the year coming through with hopefully some results. Okay, Alicia, what have you got for us?
Okay, so the Learn to Park cards that are getting around the coast, the orange and black looking ones.
Yes.
Are from two twin boys that ordered nearly 2,500 cards from overseas. And as a joke, they stuck them all over the students' cars at school and the teachers' cars at their school.
Yeah.
And from that, the kids in that school have been collecting them up and sharing them around and dropping them around the coast. And then as people are finding them on their cars, they're just passing the love down the line.
Awesome. So
that's 2,500 cards out there on the Sunshine Coast between Coolum and Maroochydore is where the first drop was done in Bly Bly at Park Lakes.
Wow. Okay. First drop in Bly Bly and Park Lakes.
What
I'm thinking is I would love to collect as many of the 2,500 as we can.
Oh, and then, but you got to put them back out in the community. That's what she's saying.
I want to take them off the streets.
Yeah. The idea is when you get one, you've got to put them in your car, and then when you see someone, you drop it out on their car.
Stop it.
Do you know the two boys, Alicia?
Yeah, how do you have this intel?
Yes, I do know the two boys very well.
Are you their mother?
I'm not their mother.
I feel like...
I might be very close with the kids, but no, I'm not their mother.
Fossenbrook had the Prime Minister on this morning, but I think the bigger get would be to interview the two boys that have ordered in 2,500 Learn to Park cards. Alicia, thank you so much for this little bit of info. This is going to do us for many days.
I can try and get them to contact you guys if you like, but they've just been accepted into university in America, so they're getting ready to go overseas. I'll send the message on for them to contact you.
That would be great.
Yes, please. Get them to send us a DM on Insta. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Alicia, you're the best. Thank you so much. Tassie, dare I say, is this the first time that Ellie Cheney Investigations has solved a crime?
Well, I mean, there was no crime committed.
Okay,
solve anything. We've talked about something and we've learned some answers. We got answers.
We got it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The plot has thickened. So much has happened in the last 10 minutes with this thing. It looks like it goes deeper than you and I.
Yeah, the one that was found in Majimba is not the only one floating around the coast. We just spoke to Alicia, who shed some insight. She said there's a couple of twins going around. They printed off 2,500 of them as a prank for the school.
I smell something. I smell a plan afoot. 2,500 of these cards.
And so if you've received one, this could be why. Now, Tyler's given us a call from Coolum as well. Tyler, can you shed a little bit more light on this for us?
Well, I think they're kind of funny, you know, like someone's just trying to be the Batman of parking, you know, trying to... get it in line.
Batman of parking.
Well, we've heard a little bit of information that maybe 2,500 of these cards were imported and then slowly distributed from a school initially, but then now they're slowly drip feeding around the sunny coast. Have you seen any?
Yeah, I've seen a fair few. I know a couple of people with stacks of them.
Do you? I feel like there's something you're not telling us, Tyler. Have you been involved with these cards? Have you placed a card or two in your time?
Oh, nah.
How many of your friends got, Tyler?
Oh, heaps. I'd want to say like in the hundreds.
What? Whereabouts? What part of the coast are these appearing the most?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Jeez.
I don't know. I know people have them all the way from like Noosa to like Shippy Downs.
Spreading faster than COVID, these things.
Yeah. Tyler, how many have you got with you right now?
Oh, like 50 in my car.
50? And
how'd
you get the 50?
I want some.
I can't disclose that information.
No, Tyler,
why is there so
fishy?
So much secrecy around these things? I don't like it.
I'm not saying names.
Tyler's holding back. How old are you, Tyler?
18.
Perfect
age.
Do
you know anyone that may have imported these cards, Tyler?
Hypothetically, if I did, I wouldn't share the information.
Wow.
Oh, I feel like we're police officers interrogating a suspect.
I feel
here.
Like we're on to a scent. We're close.
Oh, Tyler knows more than he's
letting play hardball with Tyler. Play good cop. Bad cop.
I watch a lot of cop shows.
Yeah, here
this
we
should
go.
Be my thing. All right, Tyler. Look, we already know that you're involved. So one way or the other, you're going to be paying for this for the rest of your life. But if you give up your source, then... we can work out a deal.
Good.
What's the deal?
The deal is you have immunity for life.
Oh, I don't know. I've been pretty immune without this deal.
Oh, yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
No one's caught me yet.
He called us.
Yeah, and so Tyler's probably not even his real name.
All right, Tyler. The plot thickens, but thank you for sharing what little intel you do have.
Oh, good guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.